BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, and we've got Johnny One Note on hold, so let's go right to him. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Doing all right.
Sitting here having a cup of coffee, looking outside here. Everything's covered with snow, and squirrels are running around, and I got cardinals flying around eating out of the bird feeder. And, just a beautiful winter day out here today at the One Note Ranch. But in reference to your caller that you had, I believe it was your first caller, or the only caller, I think, so far, talking about, buying stuff online as opposed to going to stores and all that. And, you know, I used to be that guy that always, you know, tried to support my local, store and this and that and everything. But I got to tell you, over the past few years, man, it's changed. I buy just almost everything online now. And the reasons I do it are, number one, convenience. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't beat the convenience. I can sit at my computer. I can research it. I can get other people's opinions on it. You know, they have the ratings. And buy it. And, you know, within a couple of days, it's at your doorstep. Now, I'll give you an example. For instance, like I use that protein powder, you know, you mix. And so in the local grocery stores around here, for a pound of that protein powder, it's about $25, $26. I've seen it up to $27, you know. I go on Amazon, I buy it, I get it for $22. And one time I ordered, I swear to God, I ordered it in the morning. When I came home from work, it was on my doorstep.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it so fast. I really don't.
Well, they have these fulfillment centers, that are closer to home now. We got one in Fall River. So a lot of times if you're ordering something, if they've got it in stock there, you can get it the same day.
Right. And I'll tell you another reason why I buy stuff online. You go to these stores, you try to ask people for help. If you can find somebody, you know, they have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Right. And the number one thing that really ticks me off, which makes me stay home and buy stuff online, is if I'm going to get my car, burn my gas, go to your store, walk around, put up with people, and then go stand in line and cash myself out. You know what I mean? You put people out of work to make us do their job. Cash myself out. I may as well just do that at home. If I'm going to cash myself out there, I can do that at home. You know, I went to Savers yesterday, the first time I've been there in a long time, right? When I went to cash out the items that I bought. Even Savers now has self-cash out. There's no cashiers.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that really ticks me off. So I find my Christmas shopping this past year, I did probably 98% of it online. You know, the only thing I don't usually buy online is, like I'm a sportsman. I go to the gun stores a lot. You have two that advertise on your channel a lot. One's in Acushnet, one's in Westport. Yeah, and I go to those a lot, and, you know, I buy all my supplies. So I like to reload a lot and stuff like that, you know. The guy in Westport's got a huge inventory of reloading stuff. And for me, it's like going into a candy store. You know what I mean? Like you said, like a kid likes to go into a toy store, you know? So I do locally support, you know, them two guys there. But as far as, you know, I even find myself buying food online now. And it comes to my door fresh, you know, not frozen. And I'm sorry, but it's just way more convenient. It's cheaper. And, you know, you don't have to, I save money on gas, right? And not driving around everywhere.
And one of the things that bothers me about going to the stores, other shoppers. I don't have to deal with other shoppers when I'm shopping online.
Flu season. You stand in line, people sneezing and coughing beside you. You know what I mean? There's just so many benefits to it. You know, I remember, and I know you probably do too, years ago, I first went on Amazon. It was a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go on there and buy books, you know, and I said, oh, wow, this is a great thing. I mean, look what it's turned into. It's just amazing, you know. TikTok. I did a lot of my Christmas shopping. I bought a lot of things on TikTok this Christmas season.
Really? Like stuff that you saw people advertising on there?
Yeah, stuff I saw people advertising. I bought it, you know, and, you know, I rarely, rarely return anything. I bought one item. I forget what it was. I really didn't like the quality of it or anything. And I just sent it back. They credited my credit card back. You know, I mean, it really wasn't a hassle. You know, they send you a return sticker to put on the box, put it on in, send it back. They credit you. And I don't know. I find it so convenient. I mean, unfortunately, this day and age, you know, it's just if you're going to save me time, save me money, and save me a lot of aggravation, I'm down for it.
Convenience is king these days. And we learned something new today. I had no idea Johnny OneNote was a TikTok guy.
Oh, yeah, you kidding me? Oh, God, too much. I mean, there's nights where I fall asleep watching TikTok, you know?
Do you know what gets me the TikTok. Most? You know what keeps me like scrolling on TikTok more than anything? I love watching videos of musicians that I love kind of breaking down how songs were created, and you know they break down the individual tracks. I will watch those videos all night long.
Right. Have you ever watched Rick Beato?
I don't think so. No.
He's big on YouTube and TikTok and stuff like that. The man is just so educated about music, and he makes a living on YouTube interviewing people, and he interviews people like Lukather, and I mean famous musicians, you know, Sting, and he gets them on there, and he makes enough money to pay these people to come into his home, and he interviews them. And I mean, if you're into music, the guy is just so educated on music. Unbelievable.
I'll have to check that out.
You know, I enjoy stuff like that, you know.
All right, well, great talking with you.
Yeah, good talking to you again, and we'll see you around. Take care.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. But I mean, that is absolutely right. I mean, that's a big part of why the physical retail shopping experience has declined so much. It's not just about the convenience of Amazon as much as it is just the way that it seems like these physical retailers aren't even putting the effort in anymore. So Walmart would rather that you go to walmart.com and buy things than go into a physical Walmart and buy things. That's why when you go and you look up an item on walmart.com and you want to say, oh, gee, I wonder if Walmart has this. And you go and you look it up, it doesn't immediately bring you to your local Walmart and show you the in-store selections. It shows you the online selections. And I'll just give you a quick example. I went out and bought a fish tank a few months ago, and I went to Walmart, and I had a Walmart gift card, so I was going to be using that for part of it. But I wanted to buy the Walmart fish tank because I said to myself, if ever I'm going to need to get new filters or new parts for it or anything, Walmart will always have the Walmart brand in stock. So they use aquaculture. That's like the Walmart kind of brand. They have other brands too, but I figure those are more hit or miss. Aquaculture is the one that's like kind of the Walmart brand. So I bought the tank and I bought a couple packages of extra filters. And now when I go to get a new filter, I can't find the filters. And every time I go into the Walmart over here, I'm like, where are these filters? It can't be a matter of they put them back in stock and then they sell out so fast that I don't get to them. It's that they don't bother restocking them because they want you to go online and buy them. So you know what? I'm just going to go online. And I mentioned other shoppers. I don't even, when I go into this Walmart, I try to avoid going down the main aisle if I'm heading toward like the health and beauty or the pet stuff or even the food aisles. I try to avoid going down that center aisle because people just, it's so annoying. I go to the outer edges of either side and then come in from the outside because it's just crazy trying to get through that middle area. People don't care about the fact that somebody else is behind them and trying to get to the aisle they're heading to. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. What about you?
Doing okay.
It's been almost 8 months since I've been to the Sabres, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
8 months ago when I was there, shopping around, I had a few things in my cart. I went over there, and there was one of the workers. They just walk around. And I said to her, could you please cash me out? And she said, no, you have to use the self-checkout. I said, well, excuse me, but I have an eye disease and I can't see the letters and numbers on the screen. So I need you to cash me out. And she gave me a big sigh. She went, ah. And then she had the nerve to say, well, I guess you're lucky I'm here. I said, I'm lucky that you're here. You're walking around the store doing nothing. She goes, no, I'm doing my job. I said, where's the manager? She goes, I am one of the managers. I says, well, here's my shopping cart. Do some work and put everything back because I'm not paying for it. And I walked out. And another thing that I caught, and I mentioned this once before, on a big sale day, on those days when you get there, there's already a line that's all lined up out in front of the door because they all want to be, you know, the first one in there. I don't blame them. The way people are, we humans, you know, we're nuts. So we get over to the store. So I get in line. I'm about the fourth one in line. The door opens. I walk in with everybody else, and we're all starting to look around. We're all moving around. All of a sudden, from the back of the store, where they usually bring stuff out, two women coming out with shopping carts that are full of stuff. And I looked at one of them. I said, where'd you get that from? You're cashing out? She goes, yeah. I said, you just came in the door. I think they have close friends that they let shop the night before or the day before the sale. They get what they want, and they shove it in the back. This is no lie. God is my witness, and believe me, I would never lie and mention God if it wasn't true. They come out. She goes, no, you don't know what you're talking about. And I went straight over to one of the girls. I said, how can this lady be checking out? The sale starts today. The door just opened. She hasn't been in the store more than 2 minutes. Because I don't know what you're talking about. I said, yes, you do. I think you know what I'm talking about. And when I came home, I sent a nasty email to headquarters. They never got back to me. And I tried a second time. I said, you need to watch your workers. Because they're doing favors for friends. Or something else is going on.
So
I have not been back in 8 months.
What do you think was happening? So, like, they knew, like, say, like, the color blue was going to be on sale on Thursday. That so on Wednesday also, night, they're filling a cart full of blue stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going on, too. But this is sometimes they have a big sale going on, like a 50% off or mm-hmm. something like that, where you don't even have to look at tags sometimes. But they do have a tag day. And I'm sorry, my mother and I noticed it so many times, and my mother kept saying, we'll be quiet, we'll be thrown out, I like coming here, don't say anything. Well, my mother was gone when this happened, that I went in there, and I spoke my mind. Giving me a sigh and saying in a nasty tone of voice, well, I guess you're lucky I'm here. Well, what is their job, to just walk around the store and do nothing?
I thought they had one register that was always, you know, somebody was close by to be able to man that register.
If you hit it at the right time, yeah. There are some very friendly girls that I've known that have been there for a long time. And I usually look for them. And sometimes it's day off and they're not there. I just gave up. I don't go there anymore. I have complaints about the prices that are astronomical now. And if you look at the shoes, sometimes they look like they came right out of the dump. They are so worn inside and on the bottom. And they have the nerve to put $10 or $12 on it.
Well, my favorite is when they put they put their price tag on something that still has a price tag on it from wherever it came from. And it's like the same price or sometimes even more. Like, come on, just take the old price tag off so that we don't see that.
I saw a beautiful shirt one time that I wanted and had a little stain on the bottom and the front. And I went to the contractor. I said, could you take a couple of bucks? I'm going to try to get this stain out. I really want to. No, I can't change the prices. They come in priced, which isn't always true because I see them with a little gun thing and they're pricing. Sometimes that door's open in the back. And it's ridiculous. So it had a stain on it, and yet I was willing to buy it, bring it home, and try to get the stain out. Nope, I can't take no dollar off. Nope, nothing.
I find most of the clothes in the New Bedford store have stains on them.
Yeah, well, another woman told me that a lot of times they shouldn't even be, they're told, don't put things out if they look too damaged, but they still put them out. And another complaint is, you might have noticed this if you go there, and I know you go there because you've said it, but what they do also is they put so many items on the hangers that you can't even separate the hangers to look at the clothes. So many times I took a bunch off and I put them into a cart and I leave it there. And then I'm able to move the clothes around. You can't even stick your arm in between the shirts, the pants. It's ridiculous the way they run that store. 8 months I haven't been there. Guess what? I don't miss it. What we should have back in New Bedford is maybe the Salvation Army, and I called them once. And they said, no, they don't want to pay the workers. They're not going to do that. You'll never have another Salvation Army in New Bedford, but they do have the main office downtown. You can go there with a complaint or something or whatever it is. Or if you say, I need a pair of shoes or I need a mattress, I can't afford it, they'll give you a voucher to go where. Now I hear it's closed even in Wareham. The Salvation Army's not there anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's been closed for years.
Yeah, a long time. So we need another Salvation Army or another thrift store besides the few that we had.
Do you go?
I'm sorry, I never made it to that other one that you told me about.
Oh,
that
Gifts,
Treasurer or something.
No, you should go to Gifts to Give on Saturdays.
Yeah, I've been there once in a while. I went there when they first opened, me and my mom and my sister. And do you still have to take an elevator to get up there?
Yeah, it's on the second floor. So, I mean, I take the stairs, but.
Yeah, I remember that. I haven't been there in a long time.
Great deals. $4 for a shirt, $4 for pants.
The thing is, they're open only that, you know, one time on a Saturday morning like that. Why is it like that? Why don't they remain open a couple of times a week?
It's all volunteers, and it's all based on when they have the people that are available to do it. But it's 9 to 4 on Saturdays, so it's you do got a good amount of time on Saturday to get over there.
I'll think it over.
Well, maybe I'll see you over there sometime.
I don't know. And one time when I was in Sabres, and there was a velvet painting, like one of those retro ships in the water, and it was a beautiful velvet picture of that ship. And this lady brought it to the front in her shopping cart with a lot of other things. And I stood there looking at the painting because I liked it so much. She never scanned it. So I went straight over to one of the workers. I said, that woman didn't scan that painting, and she's getting ready to walk out the door. I expected her to go over there to look at the slip or something. She said, oh, you probably didn't see her scanning it. I said, I was standing here admiring the painting. She never picked it up out of the cart to scan it. She goes, oh, you've probably seen things. She didn't even want to go and check it out. Really?
No, okay. Well, I'm going to hold you there. I got to get another caller. I want to squeeze in before the break.
Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
You as well. And let's see, we're going to let me take one quick call here and then we'll take a break and then we'll go back to the phones. But the thing that drives me crazy is the area they have where they keep stuff in that special area where it's like the more expensive things. I can stand there for 20 minutes and nobody comes over to help me. I have to go try to find some. They see that I'm over there, but nobody comes over there and says, hey, can I show you anything? Let's take a call here from somebody that I think knows a little bit about Savers.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Another great show. And as you know, the topic Savers come up, so I have to give you a shout. So as a 5-year assistant manager, I've been out of there now for 2 years. This conversation has come up before where, again, I'll just tell you that when I left there, it was irreconcilable between myself and the management, and I left. So it wasn't the best of terms. With that being said, I know this conversation's come up before about people putting stuff in the back and getting to buy it before the customers. I can tell you the 5 years that I was there, that never came up because they have team meetings daily. The cameras that are in that building are not there to watch shoppers. They're there to watch employees. When we talk about shoes, Mary is right. There are times you can go in there and there'll be a $25 tag on a pair of shoes that look like they just come out of the dumpster. You know where they came from, Tim?
Where?
They came from the homeless people that live on the railroad tracks who periodically go in there, change their shoes, change their clothes, sleep on the couches, steal whatever they can, and that's how that goes. And as far as the ring your own purchases up front, I can tell you that Savers never stopped hiring people because the people that used to use the registers are now pushing clothes. So there's more stuff for the people to buy. Tim, the volume that goes in there is you sit behind that store, Tim, with a cup of coffee. It is amazing the volume. And people don't understand. You know, people, they don't understand the volume. It's a big, big business. And I have a friend of mine who lives in Arizona. And he says in Arizona, the stuff that gets donated is absolutely gem mint, which kind of means if you're in a ritzy community, you're going to get gem mint expensive stuff. And if you live in a community that's struggling, you're going to get struggling merchandise. And time to time, good stuff goes in there. And I tell people, check the pockets and look behind those pictures because you're liable to find money.
So the things that are donated in New Bedford are then sold in New Bedford. They're not brought somewhere regionally and then dispersed out differently.
No, but the management buys trucks that go in there to help out with stuff. Like, you know, sometimes different seasons. Like right now, people now, they're getting ready for the summertime. So they'll have so much winter clothes that they'll send it out on trucks, but they buy trucks, and that's why it's labeled as this is a profit for company. It's not just free because they buy. Tim, in the morning, it's not unusual to have 40 or 50 full-time employees in that front end for a team meeting. It's a huge operation.
And then how do the prices get set? How do they determine what to charge for an item?
Okay, so several years ago, they started noticing that, of course, the customers go in there and they're Googling everything. So they started pushing upon us, Google everything, and you get yourself kind of an in-the-ballpark range. I can tell you this. Ladies' clothes is heavily scrutinized. Men's jeans, especially the kind of jeans that men would wear up on a roof to do work, they will sell anything ripped and torn for men because men will buy it because they wear five layers of jeans up on a roof. They wear it until they're no longer good and they throw them out.
Well, I think part of it is, you know, people see what's out there and they don't realize that a lot of people are buying these things for that sole reason. So they don't care the condition that it's in. You know, if they're going to go be working on, a painting job, they don't care if the clothes that they have on are going to be stained because they want to, like you said, buy them, wear them, and then toss them when they're done.
Especially for the men, the ladies' stuff gets very much, ladies and children's stuff get heavily scrutinized. And again, you know, you're going to go in there some days, you're going to get a fantastic deal on something. And other days, you're going to go in there and you're going to feel as though the prices are too high. And my understanding over the past year or two, they have definitely increased their prices because they're trying to get as much money as they can. That's the bottom line.
All right. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break. But thank you for the insight.
Thank you for taking my call, Tim, and you have a great day, huh?
You as well. And we can talk more about this coming up, but right now I've got to take a break. We will be back in just a few moments with the news. All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up, but right now we're a little late getting to Phil Devitt and all of the top stories of the day.
Trump on a possible end to the war between Ukraine and Russia. Flu cases going strong across the country. And Disney Classics will now come with this warning.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump is not saying whether he feels Ukraine and Russia are equal in their efforts to end the war between the two. Trump spoke Wednesday at the White House, calling it an interesting question. He did say he felt the two made peace and said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky would have to do what he has to do. When asked about him potentially giving up territory as part of negotiations, Trump says he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin and they will immediately start negotiations to end the war following a highly productive call. President Trump is now the chair of the Kennedy Center. Trump said the newly constituted board elected him unanimously. He wrote on Truth Social, quote, "We will make the Kennedy Center a very special and exciting place." He also appointed Rick Grinnell to lead the Kennedy Center on a temporary basis. Two Navy pilots are in stable condition after an F-18 fighter jet crashed into San Diego Bay on Wednesday. The two pilots ejected before the crash and were rescued. A local television station says it was a Growler fighter jet, a version of the F-18, that crashed into the water near Shelter Island in the bay. It was raining in San Diego at the time of the crash, but a cause has not been released. NASA says an asteroid up to 300 feet across could hit Earth in a few years. While the chances are still extremely slim, probability of the impact has gone up since being discovered a few weeks back, now currently just over 2%. The number is almost doubled from an initial estimate in late January. NASA estimating that the asteroid measures between 130 and 300 feet across. Impact would more than likely only cause local damage, not nearly enough to threaten the planet. Flu cases are surging nationwide, with the CDC saying they're at the highest level in 15 years. Their data shows that 44 states, including New Jersey and New York, have high or very high levels of flu. Influenza has led to at least 24 million confirmed cases, more than 300,000 hospitalizations, and about 13,000 deaths. Some experts think vaccine hesitancy is playing a major role. The cost of breakfast is skyrocketing. Staples like eggs, orange juice, and coffee hurting customers' wallets. This according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Egg prices were up over 50% year over year in January. They're up over 7% month over month. Drinks like orange juice jumped 7.7% over the last year. Coffee up just over 3%. And Disney is changing content warnings ahead of several old movies, including Dumbo and Peter Pan. Mark Mayfield explains.
The movies currently have a disclaimer that says the films include negative depictions and/or mistreatment of peoples or cultures. The new version will read, "This program is presented as originally created and may contain stereotypes or negative depictions." The change comes amid an overall shift in Disney's diversity, equity, and inclusion policies as President Trump rails against DEI in the federal government. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Celtics back home at TD Garden in Boston with the Philadelphia 76ers a week from tonight. Bruins back on home ice on February 22nd. So not this weekend, but next.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Ice and rain to start the day, dry and windy in the afternoon, a high of 43 degrees. On Friday, bright and gusty, a high of 34. On Saturday, early sun turning cloudy, late snow and rain, a high of 33. And on Sunday, widespread rain, potentially heavy, a high of 41. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Rescue me. Should I go down?
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails also open on the WBSM app. And got an app chat message from the Pork Man who says, John Cicada is greater than you two. Well, I guess it all depends on the vibe you're going for. But yeah, John Cicada is one of those kind of forgotten 90s singers. People forget how big those songs were when they were on the charts. But we don't forget 90s music here on this show. Not at all. And one of the things that we like to keep alive here is nostalgia, because it's, you know, as we're going to argue about politics, whether it be on the national or the local level, we'll argue about things, we'll have disagreements and differing viewpoints. I think one thing people can always have their opinions on and still walk away friends, well, two things, food and music. I'd like to think that, you know, entertainment in general comes under that guy. So, you know, we can disagree on TV shows and movies as well, but I find that those, some of those divisions are a little bit harder to overcome for some folks. What do you mean? You think Breaking Bad is a better show than The Sopranos? Like, that people get, you know, territorial and tribal about those things. But music and food, two things that people can say, well, hey, you know, we've just got different tastes, I guess. So that's why we'll always incorporate those into a lot of the discussion. We can fight about the other things, but no need to fight about that. But one thing I think, you know, the audience agrees on is when we have these conversations about the retail shopping experience and the announcement that over 500 Joann stores are going to close. I don't know. This one seems to be resonating with folks more than, say, we had the recent announcement that Big Lots was closing stores. And there wasn't really as much of a blowback on that. I mean, people were upset about it. I also think they saw it coming because there'd been some issues. But there's been issues with Joann for the past year as well. You would have thought people would have seen this coming. But I don't think I remember a reaction as big to a store making these announcements since the Christmas tree shop closed. Those were some of the biggest stories that I ever wrote, writing about the Christmas tree shop closures. Like, people loved that store, and this is getting almost that level of reaction from folks. And I'm surprised, because I would have thought it was more of a smaller segment of the audience that would go to Joann. Especially with the advent of stores like Michael's and others. But people are heartbroken over the loss of these stores. And of course, whenever we talk about Savers, that brings up the phone lines, that lights up the phone lines as well, because everybody turns into Frank Costanza when we're talking about Savers. I got a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear about them. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Just wanted to tell you, I really enjoy the little snippets of music that come on before you start talking. It's a lot of nice songs that don't hear as much as you used to hear.
Thank you.
And which made me think back to Three Dog Night, that with tomorrow being Valentine's Day, they had a nice song, Old Fashioned Love Song, that I had to bring up so I could hear it on the computer.
That was written by Paul Williams, right?
I think so. And then, you know, I remember 100 years ago when I went to see them, I think it was called then the Rhode Island Auditorium. You got to see them live. But there was another song that, depending on your political feelings, that they had out that you could adapt to that. It was called Liar. That I got a kick out of that. They're still around, too, Three Dog Night.
Yeah,
they're playing with Chicago, that they paired up with them.
And, yep, checking it out. It was released in November 1971, and it was written by Paul Williams, yeah.
But
Well, maybe we'll have to spin that one for you.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'll put that on and I'll make sure my wife's around.
one time I was, when I was doing my old Saturday morning show here on WBSM, I had to use the restroom and I didn't get a chance to take a break. So I put on Eli's Coming and just let that play and then had plenty of time to go to the restroom and come back.
Oh, if you even need a longer one, you could put on another one, Freebird.
Yep. I remember my dad worked in college radio when he was in college, and he said they had the full version of Inagata Da Vida for if you had Inagata Da Diarrhea. So it worked out well, I guess.
Well, speaking of that, I think I have to go now.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right. That's a great song. I mean, Three Dog Night was, I think, can't remember what year it was. But I'm pretty sure they did one of those free Oldies 103 summer concerts that they used to do at, I used to go to them at City Hall Plaza. I never went to the ones when they moved them to the Esplanade. I might have gone to maybe one. I remember being over there with my parents, because my parents used to like to go every week in the summertime. And I have all younger siblings, so, you know, when I was driving, they were all still not old enough to drive. And I think they were still going to those, but by that point I was like working on Saturdays and not going with them. But I do remember going to maybe one or two over there and not liking the experience as much because it was flat as opposed to City Hall Plaza, where you were kind of, you know, at an angle and it was easier to see whoever was on the stage. And I remember seeing Jay and the Techniques. I think also Jay and the Americans, which are two different Jays. The Monkees, Peter Noon. And I think one of the shows we went to was Three Dog Night. I don't know if they were by themselves or if they were playing with one of the other groups as well, but those concerts were great. I used to listen to that station a lot because my mom would always have it on in the car. And now, of course, I'm not supposed to promote other radio stations on the air here, but that's a defunct station, so I can talk about it. They're not around anymore. However, I will say to those of you that did enjoy it, there's a man who worked there for a bit, Mike, behind the Mike Callahan, who has on the Live 365 streaming app, he has recreated Oldies 103. He has all the original imaging, so all of the jingles and the commercials and the bumpers and all that, he's got that all. And he programs this live stream with the same music you would have heard on Oldies 103. And it sounds just like you're listening to the station, although no commercials. Also, none of the features that they use. He does some of them. Like he does the, I don't know if he does Elvis only, but he does, some of the other features that they used to do on the station. I used to love the Blue Plate Special. I'd call every day, try to win the t-shirt. And one day I actually did win. But yeah, you can check that out on the Live 365 app. All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500.
That's just an old-fashioned love song humming down in two-part harmony. That's just an old-fashioned love song when I'm sure they're up for you and me. We've our dreams upon, listen to each evening when the lights are low, to underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You'll swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on.
And that's the version of the song that I'll always think of. That's Paul Williams singing it himself.
That's just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony.
And that was on The Muppet Show. So not only is Paul Williams singing the song himself, but he's singing along with multiple Muppets of Paul Williams, which I always thought was pretty funny. I mean, he was kind of a funny guy to begin with. He has a great sense of humor. And he was a perfect guest host on The Muppet Show. Those were always fun times whenever you got to see him kind of goofing around. So, and of course, you know him from Smokey and the Bandit and all that stuff too. So, yeah, check that out. Or you can see it on YouTube. The Muppet Show, Paul Williams version of old-fashioned love song. And one thing that you don't want to fool around with, though, especially these days, is when you're going out and you're buying your food because you know how much things are costing and you know you want to get quality for your dollar. And you're not going to get better quality for your dollar than going to the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, because there it is an old-school neighborhood market. They're cutting that meat for you the way that you want it, not the way that they're going to package it up and wrap it, put it out in the refrigeration, and then leave it there till somebody buys it. No, no. They're going to cut this fresh for you the way you want it. You want it thicker, you want it thinner, whatever it is, they'll take care of it. We're talking real locally sourced meats. So don't waste your time going to the supermarket and getting something that you might open up and say, this doesn't smell right. Or after you eat it, you say, I don't know if I feel so good. You're going to get good quality local products at the butcher shop. Plus, all the great food that they make every day to make it easy and convenient for you to have a great home-cooked meal. The beer and the wine downstairs and everything else you could possibly imagine stuffed on all those shelves around the store. Everything from steak to soccer balls. So just go there, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Take a walk around, see all that they have. Get yourself a little treat and then see if you don't go back to do all your shopping at the butcher shop. Again, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we're going to be joined by Colleen Ogilvie, the Registrar of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We're going to be talking about the Real ID, because time is running out to make sure that you get yourself a Real ID. We're going to find out why you need one and how you can get one.